We're talking today with Tracy Bruner, who's vice president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Tracy, you're here, of course, with the TCFA, Texas Cattle Feeders, their annual meeting. Going to be reporting on behalf of your NCBA colleagues and your officer team. A lot of things are going on right now, very important to the cattle industry. I guess maybe top of the mind, we're in these final weeks before the deadline of trying to get comments in on the waters of the U.S. proposal. That's something NCBA has invested a lot of capital in.
Well, thank you, Ron. Yes, it is great to be here in Oklahoma City with TCFA. And yes, waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, as it has become to be known, is a very important issue for cattlemen. We believe that it's an assault on our property rights. It is a very tenacious and far-reaching government overreach that will jeopardize property rights and cost millions of dollars to farmers and ranchers throughout the United States.
The NCBA has been very, very adamant in the call to try to get comments in to let EPA know the cattle industry's position. That push does continue right up to the deadline, right?
Certainly. And Ron, since you've mentioned it, I would remind everyone that, yes, there is a very easy link that can be accessed through the beef.org website where one can go on and file comments, a letter, an electronic letter, right to the Secretary of EPA.
Beyond that particular issue, there's some other things going on as well. We've had this ongoing battle for years. Over country of origin labeling, all the way back to the 2002 farm law, most certainly the 2008 farm bill as well, when we've had the two rules now written off of that particular law. WTO has said no to both of those. I know NCBA is worried about the retaliation if something isn't done.
Well, that's right, Ron. The mandatory country of origin labeling saga continues, and the most recent development, as you clearly explained, has been the ruling of the WTO. I believe the United States does have one more short opportunity for appeal. Some of the rhetoric that we've heard coming out of Washington, out of the administration, would lead one to believe that they may try another, what we think will likely be, futile attempt at appeal. And we believe that we just need a fix of MCOOL. Origin labeling, as far as information for the consumer, could be a benefit to some consumers. But, Kansas State University research has shown that by and large, consumers are not interested in origin labeling and certainly are not interested in paying for the extra cost.
So at this point, I know that NCBA and a lot of other groups have said we need to get Congress involved. Are you hopeful that you're going to see some action, maybe not at the end of this year, but more certainly in 2015?
Well, our message to Congress, Ron, is the same as it's been all along. We need a fix to MCOOL. MCOOL was a bad law when it was drafted and designed. It was never intended to be WTO compliant. The United States needs to walk the walk. We often talk the talk of free and fair trade with our trading partners, but we need to play by the same rules that we espouse for other countries. You'd mentioned earlier retaliation. Retaliation is very real. Canada and Mexico are both very prepared to impose countervailing duties on our products. And first and foremost to us will be their tariffs and duties on our beef. And many other products will be targeted for retaliatory measures as well. But our message continues. We need a fix. We need a long-term solution. And we need to have fair and open trade. Cattlemen are not, in the United States, are very capable of competing on a world market on a level playing field. And we just need to be consistent and help make that happen.
regarding the other, I guess, one of the bigger issues that's out there right now for our industry, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has kind of signaled that he intends to move forward fairly quickly later this year, early 2015 again, on a separate dollar a head beef checkoff. I know there's a lot of worry. NCBA has expressed that very clearly in some of the statements that have been made by your leadership.
Well, Ron, the cattlemen, by and large, strongly support our current 1985 Beef Checkoff Act. The act is fair. It is by cattlemen, for cattlemen, ran by cattlemen, includes grassroots control. The money is collected by state beef councils. 50 cents is kept at home and controlled in the states. The balance goes on, the other 50 cents goes on to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which is comprised totally of producers and importers, checkoff payers that are nominated by industry organizations and ratified by the Secretary of Agriculture. I guess to sum it up, we like the 1985 Act. Cattlemen consistently show 75 to even 80% approval rating of support for the current checkoff. And a recent Cornell University study has shown that $11.20 are returned to the cattle industry for every dollar invested. We think the 85 Act is very successful and should be the checkoff of the cattle industry and the beef industry of the future. The 95 Generic Marketing Act was put together by Congress to address checkoffs for minor commodities where production is not nearly so diverse as it is in the cattle industry. You know, we grow cattle nationwide in all 50 states in a variety of climates and conditions, and the cattle are born in one ranch and are grazed on another and finished in another state. And the cattle business is quite a unique animal insofar as its production system. And the 85 Beef Checkoff Act was written very wisely and very well and took into account the need for representation and control of the cattle industry.